You know, when Jesus asks a question, it's going to be good. And in this gospel reading this morning, he says, were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. Like I said, you know it's going to be good. A story of 10 lepers. 10 people forced by the law, by a commandment as old as Moses, that they had to live apart from the rest of society. 10 people suffering from a terrible disease that was rotting them to death. 10 people with no company but themselves. They had to leave their family, their friends, their houses, their towns, their communities, and live apart, having to warn anyone who came even anywhere near them about their illness. I mean, think about it. These were people that were less than human, less than animals, no contact with the outside world. 10 lepers, 10 people who were dealt a terrible lot in life, 10 people suffering from an illness they didn't want and that no one deserves. 10 people, outcasts, and then they hear that Jesus is coming by their miserable little dwelling place, wherever that was. Even they knew about Jesus. Even they had heard about Jesus. They knew about his compassion and his kindness, his healings, that he could even raise people from the dead. And they knew that they had one chance for a cure for their disease. They knew that there was one person and only one person who could save them and restore them and heal them and set them free from this lot in their lives. He was their only hope, their only shot at a better life for themselves. And so as he approached, they run out to meet him. And as they ran, they yell. Can you imagine this scene? 10 lepers. I can't even imagine what they looked like physically or how they were dressed. Running out, screaming, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Well, Jesus barely takes notice of them. He didn't touch them or wave his hands over them. He didn't say any magic words. There was no prayer and oil or any of the things we do. He didn't ask them to prove their faith. He didn't ask them anything. All he said was, go and show yourself to the priests. A single commandment from Moses had condemned them to live apart from everyone else. And now, a single command from Jesus restored them to health and allowed them to rejoin their friends and their family, to be allowed the luxury of the touch of another person. Now, if you were one of those 10, what would your response be? How would you play this one? What would you do? There was a Barna research poll in 2003 that revealed that those with an active Christian faith who attended church, who read the Bible, who prayed, are more likely than other people to say that they're happy with their lives, that their faith is growing deeper, and that they're in good physical health. Now, respondents in the non-faith group were least likely to feel very happy and were most likely to feel that their lives were increasingly stressful and complex. Now, non-practicing Christians and others fell somewhere in between those two. But you see, it seems that there's a definite connection between faith and contentment with life. Does it sound like this sermon is beginning to go in the same direction that my sermons have for the past few weeks? Well, you know, it's no coincidence. As I've been looking at the passages from about mid-September, these themes of grace and gratitude and thanksgiving just seem to keep popping up. And heck, we're still, what, over a month away from Thanksgiving? This story of these 10 lepers is an amazing case study in human nature and motivation and attitude. See, as the 10 lepers make their way toward the priest, somehow, in some way, they're miraculously cleansed. And one of them, leper number 10, let's call him, turns on his heels and races back to Jesus, praising God with a loud voice. That's Bible speak for he was yelling his fool head off because he was so excited he was no longer a leper. He prostrates himself at Jesus' feet and thanks him profusely. Trivia note. Ever since I've had Dish TV, oh gosh, I can see all those old shows. I just love it. Anyone remember the 1967 show, The Prisoner? Not even you, Brian? The Prisoner. The head character in it has no name. He's just called Number 6. Well, here we have leper number 10. No name, just a title. Anyway, that's my crazy mind. Back to the story at hand. Only one gives thanks, one out of 10. Were not 10 made clean, Jesus asks. And he sounds a little miffed, maybe. But the other 9, where are they? Only one takes the time to count his blessings. Only one bothers to come back to Jesus and say thanks. So what's the big deal? I mean, keep in mind that the other 9 did exactly what Jesus told them to do. They followed instructions. They were doing what Jesus commanded. You can't fault them for that one, right? But gratitude and thanksgiving move us beyond the expected or the acceptable or the ordinary, the asked for. Taking a gracious attitude and living out of that makes us extraordinary, unusual, blessed, different from the rest. Research shows, yes, that people who count their blessings find themselves sleeping better, exercising more, and caring more about other people. People who remind themselves of the things they're grateful for, people who count their blessings one by one, to quote that song, consciously, deliberately, every single day, show significant improvements in mental health, even physical health. And that seems to be true whether you're a healthy college student or an older person, if you suffer from an incurable disease. All of that from the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. No, I do not subscribe to that journal, but you know, we preachers get these illustrations from places. You know, you may be a leper on your last leg, but even so, you will benefit from counting your blessings. Now, comparable groups were asked to count their hassles. Anyone know someone who counts their hassles? Enough said. They listed aggravations about everything from hard to find a parking place, to finances depleting quickly. Instead of focusing on how rich they were, the hassle group focused on their poverty. Well, the results were predictable. In the end, the grateful groups felt better about their lives and more optimistic about their prospects. The thankful college students exercised more. The chronically ill adults reported they were sleeping better and waking up feeling more rested. The members of the grateful groups were nicer to neighbors and more willing to help people with personal problems. Being thankful is good for your physical, mental, and even your moral health. It doesn't seem to matter what you're grateful for. It doesn't have to be anything big. As long as you count your blessings, you could be appreciative of the beautiful day, or generous friends, or a loving family, or scoring a close parking lot when you got to church here this morning, or remembering your umbrella on a rainy day. Now, in the story of the 10 lepers, the biggest surprise is that leper number 10 is revealed to be a Samaritan. When we say Samaritan, you're supposed to say boo, because those are the bad guys, right? This comes as a shock to Jesus' hearers, because they saw Samaritans as lowlifes, as losers, as second-class citizens, members of the wrong race, from the wrong side of town, and practicing the wrong religion. The Samaritan was not a respectable person, but he is the one who counts his blessings. And that, according to Jesus, makes all the difference. It showed Jesus that while the others had experienced the healing in their bodies, because they were all healed of leprosy, leper number 10 had found healing for his soul, for his life. Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Asks Jesus. Nine should have known better, but they didn't. Then he says to the Samaritan, get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. The last, leper number 10, the outsider, the double loser, returns to give thanks. And Jesus slams those nine perfectly respectable lepers who went on their way without so much as a thank you, the nine ungrateful lepers that felt that they somehow deserved to be healed. The nine lepers who had so much to do that they couldn't even take a nanosecond to return to Jesus and express their gratitude. Your faith has made you well, Jesus says to leper number 10. Jesus calls him out not so much for having the faith to ask for healing, but for having the faith that returned to give thanks. I mean, after all, it's a grateful faith, not an I deserve it kind of faith that saves us. Leper number 10 knew he needed more than just physical healing. So what have you forgotten to say thank you for already today? As we set our sights and thoughts on Thanksgiving, and yes, just a little over a month away, our challenge is to count our blessings, large and small, significant or stupid, and to be grateful to the one who is the source of every good and gracious gift. We don't deserve a thing. I don't care what your mama told you, but we don't deserve a thing. Whether it's green grass or healthy kids or caring coworkers or good health, or if we had your favorite treat at coffee hour at 10 o'clock. But our attitude each day should be filled with nothing but thanksgiving. And if we can remember to be grateful, we'll find ourselves even healthier in body, mind, and spirit. We'll feel better about our lives, more optimistic about our prospects, more helpful towards other people. A grateful faith makes us well. Thank God for the riches that roll our way. Don't forget to count them and to be a thankful person, number 10. And that's better than being prisoner number 6, a prisoner to deservedness, not blessedness, a prisoner to busyness and not thoughtfulness, a prisoner to neediness and not fullness. I guess the bottom line is this, that you can settle with living your life as a number 6. That's okay. 6 out of 10 ain't bad. Or you can live your life as a 10. Think about it. You just need to say two little words and you can jump 4 points on the satisfaction with life scale. That's a pretty good deal. Two little words. Thank you. Thanksgiving. It's not just for the fourth Thursday in November. Are you in? 4 points. Amen.